नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ chaiwan.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
नाउ द नेम ऑफ द द्रव्य इज गिवन फॉर व्हाट? श्रुति इज टू गेन द नॉलेज ऑफ द लिंब इन द विनियोग इन द एप्लीकेशन। Therefore, Vrihi is the limb for Sankarma. What karma? There is a karma called Purodasha. There is a substance in the Yaga called Purodasha. One has to prepare this Purodasha in Jyotishtoma karma, etc. Darsha Purnamasa, Jyotishtoma, in all these karmas, they have to prepare this Purodasha. This Purodasha can be anything. If this Purodasha can be made of wheat, this Purodasha can be of an animal. Purodasham, Purodasham, Puraha Dasyam. Puraha means in front of Devata, Dasyam, that which has to be presented, that which has to be kept, that is called Purodasha. In the karma, as I told you, there is a place where you need to invite the devata, deity of that karma, and one fellow invites that deity, the other fellow sings praising the deity so that the deity sits there until the karma is over, and the third fellow gives ahuti, the oblations for that deity in the fire so that the deity receives it, and the fourth fellow, he is the witness. If there is some mistake, he will notify it. So there are four the ritviks who take off. The fifth ritvik is the yajamana itself, the owner itself, for whom the karma is being done. So this deity is invited here and it is present. Now for that deity, in front of that deity, I am doing this yaga. Tyaga, dravya tyaga is yaga. I am presenting this Purodasha. I am saying, this is not mine, this is yours, O deity. I am going to throw it in fire, so wait, don't go like that. So he has to present Purodasyati, Puraha Dasyati. In front of Devata, he has to present. As I told, it can be vegetarian, it can be non-vegetarian also. Deities are also vegetarian, non-vegetarian. If you take Vrihi, etc. See, wheat, what will you do with wheat? You cannot bake the wheat and use that. That is also there. That is also possible. But here they make a kind of paste out of this. First, you have to remove the husk from the wheat. Then you have to powder the wheat. For each there is a technique which is also specified by the Shruti. Therefore, that also becomes an Anga. And that is Viniyoga. Again, each portion, each karma there is specified. That becomes an Anga. If you do it only in whatever way it is specified, it will give you a result. See, to remove the husk, as I told, you have different ways. You can use a stone to break open the husk. Possible. You can use your nail to remove the husk, that is possible. Or you can give it to in a machine to remove the husk, that is also possible. But there is a specific way presented in the Shruti. You have to do only this. So that removing of husk becomes a part. Therefore, it will give you an Anga Purva. Since it's an Anga, if you do it properly, it will give you an Anga Purva. Yeah? Punya for that part, which is perfectly done. Then, before removing the husk, you have to do a samskara. Jalam prokshati, prokshana karma they say. There is a sprinkle water on top of this wheat. Now, nothing changes in the wheat. Not all the wheat becomes wet. The water does not touch all the wheat. But still, this sprinkling of water is a samskara, it's a kriya. First, removing of husk is a karma, is a part of the main yaga. Again, sprinkling is kriya. That is also a part. Dadhi is a anga. It's a guna. That is also part. So, different karmas, different gunas, different dravyas. And vrihi itself is dravya. That is a part. You have to use vrihi means it has to be vrihi only. You have to sprinkle water means that samskara is a karma. You have to do only that. So, if you do it in that way, there will be an anga purva, a result which is oriented to the anga, which will help you in gain the phala purva, which is the total result. So, vrihi adishuddhi, this vrihi, so how do they do this puradasha? First they will remove the husk, they will powder it. After powdering it, they will boil water. And as I told you, they have this kapalas. Kapala is again kind of, see, half cut pot placed in opposite sides. See, pot, the bottom portion is placed, cut and placed on top portion. And like that. So, it will give you a wine glass type of, hourglass type of system. So, that in that kapala, you will pour hot water. You are not going to cook this wheat powder. The hot water is poured in this and then you have to just throw this powder and just mix it so that it becomes paste. Then you place it in front of the devata. This is purodasha. This is purodasha vegetarian and this non-vegetarian purodasha, which is you have to cut open cow. Whichever cow you want to use it in the yaga, you have to cut it open. Then agre avadyati, srude avadyati, asa vakshasthale. There are places where you have to cut. You have to remove the chest portion. You have to remove the kidney portion. Special portions only that the deities will take it. It's not going to take all the portions. Because what will happen for that karma? Because people think once you do the karma, why did brahmanas perform this yaga using this cow etc. for them to eat? That is what the people take. But remember, there is nothing left over for the brahmanas to eat here. Why? Because you have to cut open and remove these special portions for the fire oblation, and the rest you can take it for cooking. You are not going to do that. They will have a portion cut next to the place of yaga, which is called vedi, the area of the performance of yaga. There they will dig a ground, dig the ground. There in that pit they will fill this whatever leftovers of cow or of anything, they will throw in that and they will close it. After the yaga is over, they will close it. It is not going to be used for eating extra. So then this portion, they cook it and present it in front of the deity. That is called Pashu Purodasha. This is Purodasha, that is called Pashu Purodasha. Now, Vrihi Adishutrihi. Dvitiya Abhidatri Vrihi Adishutrihi. Naming Vrihi etc. is the name. Yasya cha shabdasya shravanat eva sambandham pratiyate sa viniyoktri. Which sound, when you just listen to it, we listen to that sound, it gives you the knowledge of the relationship between the anga and prathana. That is called viniyoktri shruti. When you listen to the sentence, if you gain the knowledge directly between the prathana, the important karma, and the anga, the limb karma, then that is called viniyoktri shruti. First is Abhidatri, viniyoktri and Vidhatri. Vidhatri. Vidhatri is Vidyadi. Through the Vidhi etc. whatever the ling etc. whatever knowledge you gain, that is Vidhatri. Abhidatri is through the name, whatever knowledge you gain of the relationship, that is Abhidatri. And Vinayoktri is that when you listen to that Shabda word, you gain the knowledge of the Vinayoga, the relationship. That is called Vinayoktri. So, Vidhatri, Abhidatri and Vinayoktri. Viniyoktri Shruti Trividhaha. So, we don't need to get into this Vidhatri and Abhidhatri. Vidhatri is Lingadhyatmika, you will understand directly by seeing the prefixes which are used for moods and tense which are used for command. Now, Dvitiya also, Vrihi, Birya, Jeta, etc. This Abhidhatri Shruti also you will understand. We will see that also later. But Vinayoktri Shruti is very important. In Vinayoktri Shruti, there are three types. Sa Apitri Vidha, that Vinayoktri Shruti is also of three types. What is that? Vivakti Rupa, Eka Abhidhana Rupa, Eka Pada Rupa, Chaiti. Vivakti Rupa, Eka Abhidhana Rupa, Eka Pada Rupa. We will see. Vivakti Rupa. Vivakti is the declensions. Vivakti means declensions. That knowledge you gain through the declensions is called Vibhakti Rupa. Declensions can be anything. Second declension, third declension, fifth declension, sixth declension, any declension it can be. So with that, whatever knowledge of relationship between the Pradhana and Anga you will gain, that is called Vibhakti Rupa. How is that? Tatra Vibhakti Shrutya Angatvam Yatha. So through the Vibhakti Shruti, through the Shruti, which is through the declensions, the knowledge of Anga is gained. It is like this. Vrihi bhir yajeta iti tritiya shrutya virihina yagangatvam. There is this shruti which is vrihi bhir yajeta. With vrihi, vid, you have to do this karma, yaga. Now, vrihi becomes Anga instrument. He means to do the yaga. Vrihi bhi, it's third case. Bhi, ramaihi, bhis, ato bhis, I is there, when in front of a, bhi becomes I, so it becomes ramaihi. There are many things which is bhis. So, stri bhi, that like that, it is bhi, third case. So, through this bhis, vrihi bhi, vrihi bhir, vrihi bhis, vrihi bhi, yajeta, through this third case, srutiya shrutiya vihi nam yaga nandri, vrihi becomes a part of the yaga, limb to the yaga. Tadapi purodasha prakritaya, and vrihi also is not directly part of yaga. Purodasha prakritaya, it is the main raw material for the purodasha. As the raw material for Purodasha, Prakriti means the raw material for Purodasha, here raw material for Purodasha, the material for Purodasha, it becomes a part of the Yaga. Yatha, Pashor, Hridayadi Rupa, Vip Prakriti Taya, Hridayadi Rupa, Havip Prakriti Taya, Yaga Angattam. Like the Pashu Yaga, in the Pashu Yaga, Pashum alabhet, when they say Pashum alabhet, do the yaga with Pashu, in that Pashu directly will not become the part of yaga, will not become the, you will not dip the Pashu in clarified butter and throw it directly in the fire. It is not going to be done like that. How then you are going to send the, this is how they do the karma with Pashu. First, they will send the prana to the heaven. They will register a place for this Pashu in the heaven. And then, they will do all the necessary pujas and then they will cut the Pashu. That is also will be done by a Brahmana, very strong Brahmana he will be. He will cut it. And, atha hrudayasya agre avadyati, atha vakshasaha, there are places where he has to cut. So, atha vakshasaha, atha divvayaha, etc. So, he has to cut in the center. Then, he will take the heart. Then, he will remove the tongue. He will remove the kidney. So, these portions he will remove. He will place it. So, through that, this Pashu becomes Havir. Havir becomes the oblation, the food for oblation. This material for oblation, fire oblation. With Abhir Prakriti Daya Yagangatam. Therefore, it becomes, the Pashu becomes, like through one Havis, it becomes the Yaga, the part of the Yaga, Anga of the Yaga, not directly. Tritiya Vibhakti Shrupayaha Udharanam. So, here, Tritiya Rupa we saw. Again, he is giving another example for the Tritiya Rupa. Tritiya Vibhakti, third declension. அருணயா ஏகஹாயன்யா கவா சோமம் கிரீணாதி இத்யஸ்மின் வாக்கே அருணஸ்யாபி அருண்யஸ்யாபி திருத்தியா சுத்தியா க்ரயாங்கத்வம் தலபி கோரூப திரவிய பரிச்சேதத்வாரா நது சாட்சாத் அமூர்த்தத்வாத் சோ ஹி இஸ் கிவிங் யூ திஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள் அருணயா வித் ரெட் தட் விச் இஸ் ரெட் ஏக ஏகஹாயன்யா மீன்ஸ் of one year, it's old, 1 year's old. Eka hainya, 1 year's old. Gava, this cow, somam krinat, with this cow, he is to buy soma, this soma creeper. He has to buy this soma creeper with this red cow, which is 1 year old, and pingakshya, which is yellow eyed. Now, இத்யஸ்மின் வாக்கியே இந்தஸ் திஸ் கவா சோமம் கிரணாதி வித் கௌ ஹி ஹாஸ் டு பை ஓகே பட் அருணயா கவா சோமம் கிரணாதி வித் ரெட் கௌ ஹி ஹாஸ் டு பை ரெட் பிகம்ஸ் அ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பார்ட் இன் தி பையிங் ஆஃப் சோமா ஆருண்யாசிபி திருத்தியா அருணயா தேர் அருணயா இஸ் தேர்ட் கேஸ் அருணயா is third case. So, that third case, this red also becomes a part of deal to buy the Soma creeper. Because, see, with red he has to buy, if I say, I cannot use this red, I cannot gain this red without relationship to anything. Red cannot be gained separately. It should be related to something. This guna red should be there in some guni, that which has this guna. Therefore, tadapi gorupa dravya parichyada dwara. This redness also should be attached to, related to this form called cow. Natu sakshat, not directly. I cannot buy with red directly. By amurtatva, it is not that which has something, which has form, which is of form. It is formless. Since it is formless, this red should be related to some form, and then that form with redness has to be used to by the soma creeper. So, this is another example for Tritiya Shurtiya. Tritiya Vibhakti. Now we will see Tritiya Shruti or Tritiya Vibhakti does not make any difference. Now we will see Dvitiya Rupaya. Vinyoktri is the second case ending. We will see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.